Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm glad to be with you. I'm glad to continue to be with you as we thank you for letting me kick off my New Year's with you and let me be part of your New Year. And we're going to do our best to help you get it started on the right foot. And one of the ways we're going to do that is we're going to let you listen to a couple of really smart people. Pierce and Jane Howard are longtime members of our Brain Trust, going way back to 2000, the year 2000, over, in fact, this is our 12th anniversary. How about that? This visit right now is our 12th anniversary of Jane and Pierce Howard being members of our Brain Trust. They're the co-authors of the Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. Jane, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. It's good to have you back. Hey, Pierce, good to have you back.
Thank you, sir. Pleasure to be with you.
It's like a dream come true for you, isn't it? Isn't it, Pierce? I didn't say it was. I said it was like one.
That's right.
Okay, so one of the things that you guys have got me hooked on, and I talk about it all the time when you're not here, is the way personality impacts the way we live our lives, the way we behave, the way we do the things we do, the way our businesses run, the way the people who work with us, why they do what they do, why customers do what they do. You guys have got me all convicted that. That this is the way things are running. And so what I want you to do is help us get oriented for the new year around what you call traits-based resolutions. Jane?
What we're looking at, Jim, is taking a good look at ourselves, because our ability to actually achieve those goals we set, to actually make them reality, really comes down to what is our personality, what are the traits that are underlying that. And what we need to think about is, who are we naturally, not when we're trying to act out a role or be someone for our business, but who is the natural self, and how does that help us or hinder us in being able to accomplish those classic goals that we always set in early January?
You know, that makes a lot of sense, Pierce, but it sounds a little painful.
Well, one of the things that can make it less painful is to set goals that take into account our extreme traits. So, for example, if an extremely introverted person sets as a goal to make a bunch of new friends, you're working against nature.
Mm-hmm. Because it's not your nature. If you're introverted, as you've taught us, it's not your nature to meet the world halfway. It's not your nature to go out and say, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?"
Yeah, so what we need to do is we either need to make goals that build on who we are by temperament, or if we set goals that don't build on who we are and build on the opposite of who we mm-hmm. are, then we need to figure out crutches. We need to figure out ways to compensate for that.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying we're going to do it doesn't make it happen.
So what you're saying, what you taught us all these years, is that it's important to have goals. It's important to have, you know, to want to get better, to have some self improvement goals and objectives. But if what you want to accomplish is so far out of reality for who you are as your personality, you're just going to set yourself up for failure and frustration.
Exactly. And as you say, it's important to have goals. The research shows that people who have goals tend to make goals. In other words, people who set goals tend to accomplish more.
Right. Yeah. And as I like the quote from Henry Ford, whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you're probably right. So all right, so Jane, how do we... You know, I know, and you've taught us this before, but give us a refresher. How do we find out how do we determine, if I'm just walking around out here, you know, fat, dumb, and happy, and I want to do a little bit better, how do I know whether I'm at cross purposes with myself?
Well, one of the easiest ways is to buy our book.
Of course. Buy two copies.
Not to self-promote or anything. But
No, that's right. The five factors, the whole five-factor model is in there. But let's give people a little help before they get the book. How do they do that?
They can examine the way they tend to be. Let's think about the five major traits. Pierce has already mentioned introversion. That's a part of the scale that we call extroversion. And it's a continuum. It goes from people who are really private individuals, more introverted, to people who enjoy mixing and being with people some of the time, but then they want some downtime, to really strong extroverts. And so you need to define who are you on that scale.
Are you more likely to want to keep your own company? Are you more likely to not want to be around a bunch of people, or are you more, or do you have a hard time being alone? When you find yourself alone, do you want to be around other people? We're going to explore this some more with our good friends Pierce and Jane Howard after these messages. 20 till. Stay with us.
Has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.